Book 1, Chapter 20. Herod is confirmed in his kingdom by Caesar, and cultivates a friendship with the emperor by magnificent presents, while Caesar returns his kindness by bestowing on him that part of his kingdom which had been taken away from it by Cleopatra, with the addition of Zenodorus' country also. 1. But now Herod was under immediate concern about a most important affair, on account of his friendship with Antony, who was already overcome at Actium by Caesar. Yet he was more afraid than hurt, for Caesar did not think he had quite undone Antony, while Herod continued his assistance to him. However, the king resolved to expose himself to dangers. Accordingly, he sailed to Rhodes, where Caesar then abode, and came to him without his diadem, and in the habit and appearance of a private person, but in his behavior as a king. So he concealed nothing of the truth, but spake thus before his face: "O Caesar, as I was made king of the Jews by Antony, so do I profess that I have used my royal authority in the best manner, and entirely for his advantage. Nor will I conceal this further, that thou hast certainly found me in arms, and an inseparable companion of his, had not the Arabians hindered me. However, I sent him as many auxiliaries as I was able, and many 10,000 cori of corn. Nay, indeed, I did not desert my benefactor after the bow that was given him at Actium, but I gave him the best advice I was able, when I was no longer able to assist him in the war, and I told him that there was but one way of recovering his affairs, and that was to kill Cleopatra. And I promised him that, if she were once dead, I would afford him money and walls for his security, with an army and myself to assist him in his war against thee. But his affections for Cleopatra stopped his ears, as did God himself also, who hath bestowed the government on thee. I own myself also to be overcome together with him, and with his last fortune I have laid aside my diadem, and have come hither to thee, having my hopes of safety in thy virtue. And I desire that thou wilt first consider how faithful a friend, and not whose friend, I have been." 2. Caesar replied to him thus: "Nay, thou shalt not only be in safety, but thou shalt be a king, and that more firmly than thou wast before. For thou art worthy to reign over a great many subjects, by reason of the fastness of thy friendship. And do thou endeavor to be equally constant in thy friendship to me, upon my good success, which is what I depend upon from the generosity of thy disposition. However, Antony hath done well in preferring Cleopatra to thee, for by this means we have gained thee by her madness, and thus thou hast begun to be my friend before I began to be thine. On which account Quintus Didius hath written to me that thou sentest him assistance against the gladiators. I do therefore assure thee that I will confirm the kingdom to thee by decree. I shall also endeavor to do thee some further kindness hereafter, that thou mayest find no loss in the want of Antony." 3. When Caesar had spoken such obliging things to the king, and had put the diadem again about his head, he proclaimed what he had bestowed on him by a decree, in which he enlarged in the commendation of the man after a magnificent manner. Whereupon Herod obliged him to be kind to him by the presents he gave him, and he desired him to forgive Alexander, one of Antony's friends, who was become a supplicant to him. But Caesar's anger against him prevailed, and he complained of the many and very great offences the man whom he petitioned for had been guilty of, and by that means he rejected his petition. After this, Caesar went for Egypt through Syria, when Herod received him with royal and rich entertainments. And then did he first of all ride along with Caesar, as he was reviewing his army about Ptolemy, and feasted him with all his friends, and then distributed among the rest of the army what was necessary to feast them withal. He also made a plentiful provision of water for them, when they were to march as far as Pelusium, through a dry country, which he did also in like manner at their return thence, nor were there any necessaries wanting to that army. It was therefore the opinion, both of Caesar and of his soldiers, that Herod's kingdom was too small for those generous presents he made them, for which reason, when Caesar was come into Egypt, and Cleopatra and Antony were dead, he did not only bestow other marks of honor upon him, but made an addition to his kingdom, by giving him not only the country which had been taken from him by Cleopatra, but besides that, Gadara, and Hippos, and Samaria, and moreover of the maritime cities, Gaza, and Anthedon, and Joppa, and Strato's tower. [Footnote: Since Josephus, both here and in his Antiquities, reckons Gaza, which had been a free city, among the cities given Herod by Augustus, and yet implies that Herod had made Costobarus a governor of it before, Hardane has some pretense for saying that Josephus here contradicted himself. But perhaps Herod thought he had sufficient authority to put a governor into Gaza, after he was made tetrarch or king in times of war, before the city was entirely delivered into his hands by Augustus. And footnote. He also made him a present of 400 Gauls, Galatians, as a guard for his body, which they had been to Cleopatra before. Nor did anything so strongly induce Caesar to make these presents as the generosity of him that received them. 4. Moreover, after the first games at Actium, he added to his kingdom both the region called Trachonitis, and what lay in its neighborhood, Betanea, and the country of Aronitus, and that on the following occasion. Zenodorus, who had hired the house of Lysanias, had all along sent robbers out of Trachonitis among the Damascenes, who thereupon had recourse to Varro, the president of Syria, and desired of him that he would represent the calamity they were in to Caesar. When Caesar was acquainted with it, he sent back orders that this nest of robbers should be destroyed. Varro therefore made an expedition against them, and cleared the land of those men, and took it away from Zenodorus. Caesar did also afterward bestow it on Herod, that it might not again become a receptacle for those robbers that had come against Damascus. He also made him a procurator of all Syria, and this on the 10th year afterward, when he came again into that province. And this was so established that the other procurators could not do anything in the administration without his advice. But when Zenodorus was dead, Caesar bestowed on him all that land which lay between Trachonitis and Galilee. Yet, what was still of more consequence to Herod, he was beloved by Caesar next after Agrippa, and by Agrippa next after Caesar, whence he arrived at a very great degree of felicity. Yet did the greatness of his soul exceed it, and the main part of his magnanimity was extended to the promotion of piety.